have done a kind of thing here. Toast straw, that's all we have here, toast straw.
Now, the kind of wiggly things that you dig up out of the dirt?
Worms, those little worms, we call them worms. We call them ground worms.
The things that will come up and fly around the light at night when you turn it on?
There's light bulbs. Yeah, they got light bulbs. They got two or three kind. I don't know what the name of them, but they got two or three kind that fly around.
You've seen ones that get powdered on you when you try and catch them with your body.
Oh, that's a butterfly, that. Mm-hmm. Well, if I'd known you, I could have kept that one. I had a beautiful one that I kept. It was so pretty. It was black with all orange on the wing and all that. Oh, it was, I gave it to the little boy there. I'm calling my David to him. I was hanging clothes in my catch.
You were what?
I was hanging my clothes outside my catch.
How'd you catch it?
Right here.
Did he come to
you? He came, he was flying around, he went right by the fall, and he was going, and then I done like that.
I never knew the name of the catch those things. How'd you do it?
You better know that, you could have had that one too. It was beautiful.
Okay. But these things that give you your clothes and eat them?
Oh, they're both not. So there's silverfish.
You mentioned moth?
Moth, yes, moth. Mm-hmm. So we've got two names here. Silverfish or moth.
What do you have to put in your clothes to get them?
Moth ball. New day, they got lots of things you can put, but olden days it was moth ball. That we had. Hot bowl leaf.
That thing that light up, catching jars.
Oh, the firebugs. Firebugs. We chase them lots of times. I could never find one. Yeah, never could catch it. You think you're going to put your hand on it, but you can't. You think you got them, they're already gone. We don't see that no more. We don't see that no more.
No, they're all
gone and whatever it is. But since we've been the island like it used to be, so that's it. That's the thing that's you don't have any more.
Yeah. Hmm. That kind of thing that eats mosquitoes.
Mosquito hawk.
Uh-huh.
Dad, they got that. Yeah. They got lots of them.
What about stinging insects you got around here? Any stinging insects,
Yeah, we got stung last year, my daughter and I, with those bees. I don't see them this year, but they had them last year. They were terrible. One stung me right here. Well, if I wouldn't have had my glasses, maybe it wouldn't, but it came and it stung me right here. My eyes closed and it came like this. That much. But the next morning, my eyes was closed. I could put some eyes on it like this. And it stuck about hurt for a while. Oh, and I pulled his dog, he got stung on his foot, right on his little stomach.
Yeah.
And he was crying and hollering to me, and I didn't know, so I went with the broom, and there she was coming for me, whatever it was. And I took him with the broom, then I put my foot on, I said, honey, you stung enough, you. And I killed it. He's stinging nobody anymore. Mm-hmm. But they're terrible, but this year we don't see them anymore. We see bumblebees, but that don't, unless you're a good catch, though, but they don't bite them. But those, the other kind, the yellow, I call them yellow jackets.
Yeah. Yeah, they
Yeah.
Did you have the ones that would make a paper nest?
Oh, that's another kind then. Well, how you call them, I don't know. Wasps. Mm-hmm.
Okay, what about the ones that make a nest out of mud.
Mud, yeah, that's another kind. That we call that a gap. That's how we call them. Got lots of them.
When you walking through the woods, these things might come up and get in your skin, get in your clothes, and raise a wealth on you.